Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. I get to welcome a friend of mine, somebody I've known, indeed, both as friend and as a congressman for more than last 24 years. Before then, as controller of Nassau County. And indeed, if we want to go back even a decade further than that, through his very strong support of Northern Ireland, I want to today particularly welcome Congressman Peter King. Pete, congratulations on a great victory.
Adrian, thank you very much. And yeah, you're really going down memory lane. We go back well into the 1970s, the Fall on Fire, and then the hunger strikes and St. Patrick's Day Parade and everything else. And
so many.
Somehow you and I survived each other.
In spite of everything. Let me tell you, in my to-do list for this week, I was just looking through Anya Sheridan, who has set up my... my Alzheimer's list here, and it says, okay, get in touch with Chuck Schumer, and of course, congratulate. And nowhere on here does it say, don't forget to give a call to Pete King. I mean, should I pull her up on that? I mean, it's all right to have the Crowleys and all of that. Your name doesn't even appear in my list for calls for this week.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to start any matrimonial trouble, but I think Arnie has really had it in for me for years. I think she's jealous of my charm and good looks. And there's just something about it. I think it has
to do with Longford, the Midlands. You know, they have something there.
Well, she's very jealous that her family didn't come from Limerick City, like mine, or Inner Prophet.
Oh, God almighty. Listen, you almost got it right. Now with President-elect Donald Trump, they should really have come from Clare, for God's sake, you know.
That's it, you're right.
We have, obviously, a new road ahead, and we have an electorate that has spoken. And we have many issues, none of which we would be able to delve into this morning. But we do know that there are a great number of issues which will affect Ireland, the Irish, the immigrants. But maybe on a positive note, we might start by saying that it was impressive that when the prime ministers of Germany and Britain were lining up to congratulate Donald Trump, somehow Enda Kenny, President and Prime Minister Taoiseach of Ireland, got through and had a very positive conversation. Now, God knows we've had enough bloody lies and deceit and denials over the last 18 months. So I won't ask you to respond to the rumor that you arranged that. So, but let's just get past that for a moment. It doesn't do any harm to have the Taoiseach, Prime Minister of Ireland, in direct contact with the president-elect, only within hours after the election results. What do you see as common ground for both Enda Kenny and President-elect Trump?
Both of them are very shrewd deal-makers. That's one thing right there. Donald Trump, he's obviously leans conservative, but he also wants to get results. And I think that certainly find a deal maker in Enda Kenny. Also, both of them want to do the right thing. I think a lot of the concern about Trump, and listen, I understand it after such a heated campaign as this. But the fact is that he is, I think, going to be willing, more than willing to work with European leaders. I mean, he's going to be coming at it more from a pro-American view maybe than other presidents have. And he's going to be calling for more cooperation from other countries. But as far as the relationship with Ireland, I expect that to go extremely well. I don't see any reason why it shouldn't at all.
Yes. On issues, again, as I say, we could, you know, even scraping the surface of issues like homeland security, like the immigration issues. These are areas that you have been proficient in for most of your life as, you know, as congressman. And I'm just wondering, though, is there now some many of the areas and issues pertaining to immigration, tax reform, all of the issues that will have a whole new rollout? Are this something that we can expect to have happen, you know, shortly? What is the pecking order, or is there a pecking order on those issues as you see it?
I think on the domestic scene, the first issue he's going to deal with is infrastructure, try to find a common ground and go forward. As far as immigration, listen, he is strongly opposed to illegal immigration. We do have to get our borders under control. I do believe that once there is border security, and I think he'll be able to bring that about more than in the past, then you will see attempts made to reconcile, you know, those that are here.
Sure.
And again, it's I think a lot of the fears about Donald Trump are overblown. And as far as you know, dealing with European countries, I don't see any reason. There's nothing hostile. And yeah, he said hostile things about a lot of people. I don't recall any hostile being said about Ireland or about Enda Kenny or any of the other Irish leaders. His mother is Scottish. I think they consider her a Celtic, and he's from Queens, so he understands working people. And I know many top Secret Service agents who work for him and find him a great guy to be with.
The idea and the notion that nobody will actually have a place other than Republicans because of now the total control of U.S. government in the House and the Senate and the Oval Office. What is your reaction to that?
No, listen, Republicans are stronger now than they've been in years. Having said that, right now we have Chuck Schumer is the Democratic leader in the Senate. There's only a 52-48 margin in the Senate for Republicans, and they need 60 votes to get most legislation through. So there'll have to be negotiations. And Chuck is a good negotiator. I don't always agree with him, but he's a great deal maker and a great negotiator, and he'll certainly represent New York well. And I think it'll certainly bring bipartisanship into it. And also, you know, our margins are not that big. I mean, you know, 4-vote margin in the Senate, and the House is pretty solid, but it's still bipartisanship, but the Republicans do have, you know, we do have the leadership. We are in charge right now, and it's up to us to get it done. But we can't go crazy because the Democrats, have that almost a veto power in the Senate. As long as we're under 60, the Democrats can, you know, block a lot of what we do.
In particular, of course, there is and has been, you know, great concern about what happens to the American involvement, the White House involvement with Northern Ireland and the ongoing fragile peace process. Nobody better to ask than yourself, Pete.
Well, obviously, Paul Ryan being the speaker, myself being involved in the Trump campaign, not heavily involved, but involved, and I deal directly with Donald Trump, I can assure you I will do all that I can. I know Paul Ryan will. On the Republican side, to make sure that Ireland remains in the forefront of the Trump administration, certainly with any of the issues involving the North.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you again, Peter King, Congressman Peter King, for weighing in.
Terrific.
Okay. Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, Congressman Peter King, indeed somebody who indeed has been to the forefront of all things Irish, has been to the forefront and all issues relating to Ireland, to Northern Ireland, and somebody indeed who we hold in highest esteem. Irish Radio, Irish Radio Network, USA.